This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Amid continuous nationwide street protests, U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday signed an executive order outlining some police reforms. In a Rose Garden ceremony, Trump said reducing crime and raising standards are not opposite goals. The president said the order will encourage police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities. The measure also calls for certification groups to train officers on de-escalation techniques and use of force standards. Trump did not address the linkage of systemic racism, to police brutality, an issue raised by demonstrators across the country. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the president's order weak and said it falls sadly and seriously short of what is required to fight racial injustice and police brutality. Beijing is back on lockdown and conducting mass testing of residents after a new cluster of COVID-19 cases in one of its largest wholesale food markets. The Chinese capital went into what media calls wartime mode after 106 new cases were reported in Beijing's southwestern district. The city has deployed 100,000 epidemic control workers, put at least 28 local communities under strict lockdown, and kept schools closed, sports and entertainment facilities that were scheduled to reopen. Officials in Beijing are barring residents who live in high-risk areas from leaving the capital, and taxis and ride-sharing services have been banned from taking people outside the city. For more news, join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. A new study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that older people, minorities, and those with pre-existing health conditions are the most susceptible to dying from COVID-19 here in the United States. The U.S. has recorded more than 2.1 million coronavirus cases and more than 116,000 deaths. That's far and away more than any other country. Health experts predicting tens of thousands more U.S. coronavirus deaths in the coming months. Men and women contracted COVID-19 at about the same rate, but men were more likely than women to be hospitalized, placed in intensive care, or die. Brazil reported nearly 35,000 new COVID-19 cases Tuesday, the same day a top government official declared the outbreak there was under control. The 34,918 total Tuesday is the highest daily number reported so far in the South American country. Brazil, the world's number two coronavirus hotspot after the United States, is fast approaching 1 million cases. Experts say the true number is likely higher due to patchy testing. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who has dismissed the virus as just a little flu, has urged businesses to reopen and ordered state governors to loosen lockdown restrictions. The largest market in Mozambique's capital, Maputo City, will remain closed Wednesday, the final day of three-day sanitizing and reorganization to fight the spread of the coronavirus. Moves the beginning of the gradual temporary closing of the capital's 63 markets and five fairs for disinfecting and new spacing of stalls. The revamping of the market operations also comes as the Southern African country experienced a spike in COVID-19 cases, which increased by 74 over Friday and Saturday. So far, Mozambique has confirmed just over 600 coronavirus cases and three deaths. And police in Paris blaming violent fringe groups for overtaking a peaceful protest there by health workers Tuesday. They say they were throwing projectiles toward police lines. The unrest broke out as thousands of doctors and paramedics and health workers, many dressed in their scrubs, have been protesting near the health ministry for better wages and working conditions. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also via the internet. This is VOA News. We'll be right back.